Do you know anything about your mother's or your father's education? Do you know if they went to school at all?
Well, my mother went to the schools around here, and then she went to child governess a while.
Okay.
And I can't think. Miss Anna Jordan, I believe was her name.
What about your father?
And she went to school in Hawkinsville.
Okay. What about your father?
He went to the country schools and...
Okay. And what did your father...
school here in Vienna a little while. He didn't go to school so much. He used to say he never went but 8 months, but that was exaggeration. He meant he went to business school in Macon eight months.
Okay. What did your father do?
Farmer.
What kind of farmer? I mean, was there anything more than just like, did he grow cotton or what?
And way back then, he grew a lot of cotton and peanuts and the things that they grew.
And your mother, did she ever work?
Not anything.
But, I mean, well, she worked as a housewife. Okay. Do you know anything about your grandparents?
Oh, yes.
Where they came from?
My grandmother, she was going around with us when we were going to school, taking care of us.
Well, was she from Dooley County?
Yes.
Okay.
I think she was born in Fort Valley, though.
Okay. And do you know anything about, like, the background of your family, like where all of your ancestors may have come from?
Well, I know a good bit. Two of my you've heard of the sesquicentennial we had here. The two of mine were the first year. And they both came from North Carolina.
Okay. Could you tell me something about Dooley County? Just sort of describe it for me.
What?
Could you describe Dooley County for me? Just tell me something about it.
When? At what period?
Oh, like when you were growing up.
Well, how long has the industry been here and that sort of thing?
I didn't understand.
How long has the industry been here? You know, the Georgia Pacific? Has it been a farming community all along?
All the time I've ever known about it, it has been. Now, in my father's young life, his grandfather grew sheep down in what's Crisp now. They just grew the food a little bit, but sheep raising.
Okay. I'm going to ask you some questions now. And if you will, give me the answers that you would just normally say. These are household, everyday words about cooking and the weather and this sort of thing. When you're talking about, oh, this time in the afternoon, it's before you eat supper, but it's still daylight, and you would say to somebody, oh, I'm going to see them later this what?
Afternoon.
Okay. And if you get up early in the morning and it's right before the sun first appears or when the sun first comes up, you might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
And what do you call the time of day when the sun disappears, like when the sun goes down?
Twilight.
Well, like you might say, I need to get the cows in before, like when the sun's going to disappear.